Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive over at pleasuremechanics.com. We're headed right towards 200 episodes, so there are podcasts about just about every topic under the sun, and you can use our convenient sex index to find podcasts that interest you and address the questions you have right now. On this episode, we are going to be talking about a fabulous sexual skill, a set of techniques that we are incredibly dedicated to, and that is hand jobs. The great, amazing hand job. Now, a lot of people think that hand jobs are kind of this amateurish, teenage sexual skill that once you start having sex can just go by the wayside. And I used to feel like this back when I was having sex with men. I felt like he can do it better, he masturbates all the time, why bother with hand jobs? Let's do other things.
Absolutely, I felt the same way.
And what changed? How did we become handjob evangelical? Spreading good word about handjobs.
Well, I became an erotic masseuse.
So you just went from not giving handjobs to doing it professionally?
Absolutely, that is exactly what happened.
Can you tell more about that story on episode 100, where we reveal all about ourselves and how we got into this work? So we won't go into the whole story, but tell us about what you did when you found out that you were going to start giving handjobs professionally and how you learned techniques.
When I realized I was going to be giving men full body massage and hand jobs, I like to do a good job at anything that I do as much as I can. So I went immediately to the local sex store and got out DVDs on how to give good hand jobs.
And you made charts and graphs.
I did. I made index cards. This has seriously happened, people. I love multicolored marker pens. I had different colors. First of all, I made a whole sheet, and then I made index cards from the whole sheet that I could, like, look at before I gave my massages.
And you based your techniques on the DVDs that I was producing at the time when I was studying erotic massage. And so that's a nice little connection before we met.
It's true.
And for me, it was the same. As soon as I learned the techniques and I discovered that there's way more to do than this jerk off up and down furiously pumping motion, I became much more interested because instead of just, you know, that masturbation kind of technique, all of a sudden I could give my lovers really interesting, intricate experiences using this whole range of techniques and stimulating all the different parts of the male sexual anatomy and paying attention to how he was responding so I could bring him to high states of arousal and keep him there. And this is the difference between having techniques and not having techniques. And people often say that techniques are clinical and they make sex kind of scripted, but I think just the opposite is true. It's like learning dance. As soon as you have a vocabulary and all these techniques under your belt, you can then become really creative and enjoy the experience a lot more. So I think this was the transformative moment for both of us that took us from like, I don't want to give him a hand job, to becoming masters of erotic massage and erotic touch and using all of this range of techniques to create this really amazing sexual experience for men.
That I think is not imagined when we say the word hand job. Like, I don't think most people have the vision of what goes on in the experience, because it's really a particular experience, and it's its own thing, and it isn't this fast and furious, urgent, one-stroke jerk-off that I think we think of when we hear the word handjob.
Right.
It is a massage of the penis, where you're using all these different massage strokes, where you're focusing on bringing up their arousal and then keeping it there, and you learn how to prolong men's arousal so that they're not ejaculating quickly, but they are experiencing prolonged states of high levels of arousal.
And so I think this is one of the things you mastered as a professional erotic masseur of men. And it always struck me that men were willing to pay you kind of the same amount of money that they would pay for full service sex work for the experience of a full body massage with an erotic massage at the end. Some include prostate massage, some didn't. But can you say a little bit more about why you think this experience was so incredible for men? That, I mean, you had so many regulars that came back weekly, every other week, for this experience. Like, what were they looking for? What did they get?
So just to clarify, so I was just doing hands-on experiences for men, and full service for other people who don't know is people could pay the same amount to have intercourse with other people.
Right.
That wasn't something that I offered. No
so
judgment
you were just
there,
doing
but
full body massage, yeah. And then an erotic massage at the end, using your hands to bring them to high states of arousal and or orgasm.
Right.
Okay.
There's so much performance pressure for men with sex in mm-hmm. in what we, you know, think in quotes intercourse sex. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about when we say sex. But I think there's a really beautiful experience that happens with erotic massage, because the men get to lie back, be fully pampered. They're getting a full body massage, and then they are getting to experience arousal and orgasm, but in a way that's just focused on them. That is a very rare experience, often in our bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't really happen. I mean, maybe men get like a prolonged blowjob at home, but it's...
If they're lucky.
If, yes. Yeah, but it's not like an hour and a half where it's just right. focused on making them feel good. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw men craving that experience and just really getting to relax and enjoy it. And I heard so many times they named the experience as better than sex because of being able to stay in these high states of arousal.
Right. You had men that would come in being able to last 3 or 4 minutes until ejaculation, and after a few sessions with you lasting 30, 40 minutes in these high states of arousal and erection. And
which is really a fun state to be in for men.
Yeah.
They have a hard cock, they are feeling turned on, and then you just get to like amp up that feeling. Yes, just staying in that state of being hard and turned on. And I mean, we don't do that for men at home.
Well, okay, so part of our reason for starting Pleasure Mechanics and creating our online video courses was to share these techniques so people could do this at home.
Totally.
Right? And so this is totally something you can do at home. Next week, by the way, we're going to be talking about fingering techniques and the ladies' side of it. But you can do this for one another, and we are constantly talking to people and encouraging people to start setting aside time for a one-way touch, where you start with a full-body massage, and then you use your hands on one another's genitals. And this can also be a lead-in to things like oral sex or intercourse if you want. But there's something amazing about experiencing focused attention on your genitals using just your hands. And why is this amazing? The hands are the most dexterous, incredible sex tool ever invented. And no vibrator can match it. You have these amazing tools, and we want to help you learn how to use them. And the thing with the hands is they can create this huge range of sensation. And so we can move away from this one-stroke pumping motion into creating depths of pressure and playing with light to deep, to creating all sorts of speeds, to creating all sorts of sensations using different combinations of our palms, our fingertips, our thumbs. And it's amazing. It's amazing what you can create, because the penis and also the vulva, but the penis has so many nerve endings that you can really start playing with it, almost like an instrument. You can start coaxing out all these different sensations, and you can create sensations with your hands that you can't create any other way. And it can be incredibly surprising for men after, you know, their whole lives of masturbating the same way, when all of a sudden you're creating new sensations, new feelings for them. And by paying attention to their pleasure, by paying attention to how they're responding, you start creating this symphony of sensations. And so you raise the energy up and you create all this intense arousal with more intense strokes. And then you can suspend them there with more stabilizing strokes and more strokes that kind of maintain that energy. And then you raise it up again and then you bring it down a little bit. And it's just so fun. It's just so fun. And all of these techniques we're talking about are in our Foreplay Mastery course. We'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of this podcast, but what's so cool is that these techniques are actually very easy to learn, and then you get to master them. So the basic vocabulary of techniques, you can watch the video and stroke along and try things out and talk to your partner about what they like. But then as you do it over and over again, you develop your own style, and it becomes this kind of amazing way to give your partner focused erotic attention.
Whew. Yeah.
It's good. It's so good.
Well, I think it's also so good for long-term couples, because we have this idea that sex needs to be passionate and lusty and only when we're feeling like so horny and turned on. And that's awesome, and go for it if that's what you're experiencing. But a lot of long-term couples are like, I'd like to have more sex with you and be more intimate, but we need to schedule it. And that's all okay. But what you can do when you get into that scheduled time is give one another an erotic massage, because it's this way where you get to know each other's body in a deeper and deeper way. You can never be done learning more about what kind of pleasure your partner likes, and you can create really extraordinary erotic experiences that are intentional and created. And I think that's really exciting.
And it's an alternative to intercourse, right?
It is also. And I think it's a great thing for people who are postpartum. There are a lot of mothers who are exhausted and do not want to be having sex, or just don't have the energy, but do want to be involved and engaged in their partner's turn on in some way. And using your hands can be a really fun, easy way. You're not getting penetrated, but you're having an erotic experience. And it's low pressure. It's easy. It's fun. I think it's an amazing skill set to just add into your bedroom, because you can expand how you have sex.
Right. And you can just relax and sit by your partner and do this for them. And, you know, we talk about the full body massage and the erotic massage, and this can be an hour or two long experience, or it can be 5 or 10 minutes. And you're using these hand job techniques, you're using all of these skills to just give your partner some love, give them attention, bring them to orgasm. And yeah, if you have 5, 10, 15 minutes, you can make it an amazing experience in that time and have that sexual connection. So instead of saying, oh, not tonight, honey, I really don't feel like having sex, if you have a little bit of energy, this is something you can do to make that connection, to give one another pleasure. And for me, I always find that by giving an erotic massage, I end up feeling more energized and more turned on than when I began. You kind of get that vicarious erotic energy that you're raising, and it seeps into you and it becomes this circuit, and you usually end up feeling better than when you started, which is great.
Totally.
So, okay. Hand jobs can be their own erotic experience, and that's kind of what we've been talking about, this idea of erotic massage where you just use your hands on the penis, you use all these different techniques to create this beautiful arc of energy. But we can also add these techniques into things like prostate massage. So you have one hand on the penis and one hand in his butt, and you're really touching his entire sexual system at once. And that, for a lot of guys, is kind of the ultimate sexual experience if they've allowed themselves to experience it. You can also use these techniques during oral sex. A lot of women don't like deep throating and using just their mouth to get a guy off. That can be very intense and high pressure. So you use your hands in supplement to your mouth, and you can really stroke his whole cock and then just use your mouth on the head of the penis or come up for air once in a while, but keep the stimulation going with your hands, and it makes oral sex much more pleasurable.
To give and to receive.
Yeah.
And a lot of men feel like it makes an even better blowjob because the women are happier and more engaged, and there's more sensation happening, more nuanced sensation happening all over their cock. And that is going to feel good.
Right. You can create a lot more pressure and sensations with your hand than you can with your mouth alone, but you still get that wet, slippy, slidey of the mouth. So these are all good combinations to explore once you've mastered these techniques. It really expands your erotic repertoire. So, Charlotte, from your experience giving thousands of hand jobs over the years, what do you think the biggest mistakes women make when they're approaching the penis with their hands?
I think first of all is not doing it, but after that is being really tentative. I think we worry that too much pressure is going to hurt them.
We're taught that penises are so sensitive and don't kick a guy in the nuts, therefore we treat them like these delicate, fragile objects. When really they can take quite a bit of pressure.
Right. And it's important to know that the penis can take a lot of pressure, but of course communicate with your lover and ask. But know that it's probably more pressure than you imagine.
Right. And tentative touch never feels good. Like, we want that enthusiasm and the commitment to what you're doing. And that goes for all kinds of sex, but especially here.
Absolutely. And then I think that repetition, I think we all have this image in our head of what a handjob is, the back and forth, the like up and down, the quick. And I think just relying on that stroke too much can be boring or just not as delicious as it could be. So an overuse of that repetitive stroke, mm-hmm. which is totally understandable because that's the only image we have in our culture. But know that there are many other ways to touch the penis.
And we will show you how.
Yes. Stroke by stroke. And the other thing is just working the shaft. There's also the head, there are the balls, there's the perineum, there's the inner thighs. I mean, the whole region is up for grabs, if you will.
And 2/3 of the penis is actually inside the body. And so if you're just working the external shaft, you're not touching the whole penis. And this is one of these things that shocks people. And through our videos, we show you how to get that deep root of the penis. And all of a sudden, he feels sensation extending back into his body and his penis feels much better. Bigger, and you get that deep internal pressure and satisfaction. So, yeah.
That's really delicious. And you can do that externally, like
right.
from the outside. You don't have to do any kind of penetrative touch. But of course, that's why prostate massage and any kind of internal anal work feels so delicious.
Because which is a subject for
that's a whole
podcast.
Other subject. But definitely combining them is out of control. Fantastic.
But I think just knowing that through external touch with the right techniques, you can reach that root of the penis blows people's mind. So yeah, let's get beyond just that shaft stroke and start working his entire sexual anatomy.
And I also want to say that all of these strokes are ways that men can touch themselves also.
Mm.
Because I think men get shortchanged in this idea that they just should watch porn, sit in their seat, and jerk off quickly.
Pop one out. Yeah.
Yeah, and sure, of course you can do that. But you could also choose to once in a while just treat yourself really well.
Masturbate with more creativity.
Yeah, and just touch your penis in a really different way and see what kind of sensations that unlocks, whether or not you're watching porn.
Mm.
I just feel like men could, you could treat your penises like with a little more
dignity, honor,
creativity.
No, it's so true. I think men have been shortchanged sexually in our culture, and it's really exciting for me, even as a queer woman. You know, I love men. And I think we really need to start touching men's bodies with more honor and respect and expanding what their sexual experience can look like and creating these really beautiful sexual experiences for men. And one of the things this does is bring men back into integrity with their sexuality. And so many men are at war with their desire. They don't know what to do with their desire. They watch too much porn as a way of escaping it. But one of the beautiful things about this state when you're getting an erotic massage, when you're getting a great hand job, is that you can feel your arousal circulating through your body and it becomes this beautiful, honored expression of men's potency and virility and arousal, and you get to really become one with your cock.
Yeah, and it gets to be okay that you're turned on and hard and you can hang out there for a while.
And it's yours. It's not about like putting it in the woman. It's not about like getting it over with. It doesn't matter if you go soft and then hard again. That happens during erotic massage and it's totally natural part of the process. It's a really beautiful way to reintegrate your experience with your cock and your arousal. And we need to talk about that more on another podcast.
I think we do.
Yeah.
I think there's more to say about this.
Yeah, I think just we love men and we want them to have this beautiful experience.
And as a giver, as somebody who's giving this kind of touch to men, it's really beautiful to see them in that state
mm-hmm.
and to learn the nuances, to learn how to keep a man in that state of high arousal without letting them orgasm, if you will. So you get to be in control of when they come and learn that skill and learn their particular body so that you can keep them in that extended state for a long period of time. And that's a really fun, powerful, joyful experience once you master it as the giver.
Yeah.
And it's not exhausting. It's not, you're not giving of your own body. You're just giving your time and your attention and your care. And it's something that can be a really fun piece to add into your sex life.
And I don't, just a little sidebar here. It just always shocks me how little we're trained to use our hands during sex. And our images of sex rarely include a lot of hand focus. And as queer women, we have a little bit more emphasis on hands, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next week on the fingering episode. But I think it's time that we really bring our hands back as sexual tools and as primary ways of stimulating our partner in their full body, every part of their body, and especially the genitals. So we're really passionate about this subject. Everyone we talk to about sex, we include a conversation about hands. And we love sharing these techniques with you. And I'm thrilled that our Foreplay Mastery course is our best-selling course. It includes all of the hand techniques for both men and women, so you both get lots of pleasure out of it. And it includes so much more, but the heart of the course is these techniques that are going to totally expand your erotic repertoire and give you a lot more pleasure in bed. And we want to share these techniques with you. So definitely come over to pleasuremechanics.com and check out our Foreplay Mastery course. Use the code Speaking of Sex for 20% off and investigate it and dive in. Watch these videos together, practice along with the videos, or you can watch the videos on your own and then sneak these techniques in and leave your partner wondering where you've learned them. And it can be a lot of fun. I want to share with you an email we got recently from someone who had purchased the Foreplay Mastery course. And they say, "I want to thank you for your incredible work. I just got the best handjob of my life. My wife couldn't believe what you and Charlotte were saying in the video about the motions that feel good to a man's penis. She had never applied enough pressure before and paid special attention to, quote, the everlasting penetration motions, corkscrew motions, the frenulum, and the head. And then she learned from you. Thank you." So we love hearing these kinds of testimonials. We want to hear what your experience is, so definitely be in touch with us over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.